Perhaps you're familiar with Psalm chapter 84, verse 10 that says, "Better is one day in your courts than 1,000 elsewhere." We have something similar playing out in our story in 2 Samuel. You know, David had a decision to make. Mephibosheth had been falsely accused, yet David had already given all of his land to Ziba. In an effort to act shrewdly, David ordered them to split the land. But Mephibosheth's response reveals the heart of a truly surrendered man. Mephibosheth said, "Let him take it all, since my lord the king has come home safely." Mephibosheth's love for David surpassed his concern for possessions. He wasn't interested in land or status or wealth. He simply longed to be near his king. And his response echoes the heart of the psalmist. "Better is one day in your courts than 1,000 elsewhere." Contrast this with Shammai, whose repentance was shallow and self-serving. Mephibosheth's was genuine, rooted not in self-preservation, but in gratitude. He knew he had no right to claim anything, only to rejoice that the king had returned. How often do we approach God with personal agendas, seeking what he can do for us rather than us delighting in his presence? True repentance and worship says, "Lord, it is enough that I can be with you." As you pray today, ask God to give you a heart like Mephibosheth is displayed in this text, one that delights in the presence of the king, and repent of any self-seeking motives in your walk with Christ. And lift up Kendra Barnett, serving us in Romania, and pray for the Apache LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout the USA. Don't wait. Surrender to the King today.